Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer. I'm in the studio this morning with two guests, Ashley Bulwark, who is a fish biologist with the U.S. Forest Service's subsistence program, and Cody Mosley, who is the fish and wildlife biologist for the Sitka Ranger District. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
It's great to have you both here this morning. We're here to talk about Southeast Alaska Sustainability Strategy for the Forestry Management. It's called SAS-FM, and I might have gotten the acronym a little bit wrong, and I'm just going to turn it over to you, Ashley, to explain what it is and that maybe get that acronym right.
Awesome. Yeah, it is a mouthful for sure. And, you know, acronym soup is definitely our favorite thing over at the Forest Service. So many folks in town might have already heard of SAS. SAS stands for Southeast Alaska Sustainability Strategy. There were a big round of investments, which was funds available to organizations to do projects through sort of a different project. And so there are several groups in town who got funding to do different projects. That's not what we're here to talk about today. A different part of SAS is the forest management piece. So often we call this SAS-FM. So you'll hear that around a lot. It makes it a lot faster and less of a mouthful, of course. But you know, really the goal of SAS was, as it says, to promote sustainability here in Southeast Alaska and to recognize that we are connected to the Tongass. And so that's why the Forest Service is such a big part of that. So the forest management piece of this that we're going to talk about today, and we have a couple of events coming up for, is really the Forest Service effort to kind of flip on its head what we typically do. So in the past, you know, we'll look at the forest and come up with some project ideas, you know, draft up what those are going to look like, and then we'll come to the public and ask for comments and say, well, what do you guys all think of these projects we came up with? And then we'll go back and tweak things, and then we do them. Well, we don't want to do things that way so much anymore. Instead, what we'd rather do is we're trying to get public input at the get-go to help decide what types of projects we should be doing and kind of give us guidance on overall how we should be managing the forest. And so kind of big picture ideas and specific project ideas that, you know, we're trying to get from the public and then develop plans from there. And so that's really what SAS-FM is all about, is kind of having the Forest Service change our way of doing things and start to look at public-led projects and sort of management strategies.
That's pretty exciting for listeners, I imagine.
Yeah.
This is like our home. People listening, this is where our backyards, our homes are, where we spend our recreation, where some of us make our living, get our food. So to really be in at the ground level to say this is what would be helpful, this is what we need,
yeah,
is pretty exciting for listeners. So this is quite an opportunity for people to come out and give their ideas. Mm-hmm. You're going to be getting the information through kind of this combination of workshops and listening sessions. Cody, maybe I'll turn to you to ask a little bit about what those are specifically.
So the workshops that we have going on, what is really kind of cool about these is that we are not wanting people to come listen to us, we're there to listen to them. And we want people to come in with ideas and be able to share those with us. And what we're there to do is help people to be able to get these ideas inputted into the forms or jot them down so we can get them available and made available to forest leadership so that these can be incorporated into the future planning that we have going forward for the Tongass.
So if you're a listener and you like think a cabin in this particular bay would be really cool, you can come in with that idea.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a listener and you have ideas about tourism, or we were talking on the air before, one of the general topics you mentioned, Ashley, was like safety, which is something that hadn't crossed my mind. Just kind of like what are the things people might come with to these sessions?
Yeah, we're trying not to direct people in any one way. We really want folks to generate their own ideas. There are a couple of examples on the Snorri Map website that we're going to describe a little bit later on in the interview here. But really, I like to encourage people to think about big picture ideas, right? So recreation is an obvious one. People regularly think of us as folks who help with recreation here on the Tongass, and that's awesome. But we want you to also think past recreation ideas and think about, you know, we all live off the Tongass, like you said, right? So how do we manage the forest so that your livelihood is an opportunity and is viable here on the Tongass. You know, think about the economy and what types of things you'd like the Tongass to provide for in the economy and how we could manage the forest differently or continue managing it if you like the way we're managing it now to continue to provide for those economic interests. Yes, safety is one I've heard in a lot of communities, you know, things we could be doing different for their safety. So there's just a lot of different categories you can think about. And then anything that sparks your interest about, oh, if, you know, if this was here, we could do this much better. And I'm deliberately not providing specific examples, sure. But I know that's a little confusing.
No, that's very helpful. Let's talk a little bit about what you mentioned, which is this story map on a website. So this is actually available currently and will be available through June 30th, but these listening sessions and workshops are an opportunity for people who maybe need some help getting on the website or like to give information in a different way than the website to you're going to be there to assist, or you're going to have district rangers and Forest Service personnel there to assist. But also, what is this story map? So like, what will people be interacting with, Cody?
So it is it's a map of the Tongass, and it allows you to kind of click a point where you would think that an idea or a concern might be, and then you can put the comments directly in that. So with that, we'll actually have computers at the workshop, so people can come in and be able to sit down. We can have the map pulled up, this link, and we'll take it right from there. We're also going to have paper maps that people can draw on. Cool. And look at and reference and be able to look at where different things are at and where they might find that important.
Great. Let's get a little bit into the nitty-gritty of what is happening and when and where. So, Cody, I'll ask you for that as well.
Okay. So, yeah, we're going to be at Room 3 at Centennial Hall, and we're going to be there from 1 to 8 today. And then we will also be there tomorrow from 11 to 3.
And in addition, so that's when people, listeners, can come in and give their input. But in addition, there are also going to be a couple of presentations. And when will those be and where are those?
So our district ranger, Eric Garner, he will be giving that at 5:30 and 12.
So that's 5:30 tonight?
Tonight.
Okay.
And then 12 tomorrow.
And are those also at the Centennial Hall in the same
space? Yeah, the same space. But I do want to emphasize that, you know, this is a very informal format that we're running. And so people can come and go as they please. You don't have to be there for that presentation. If you come in and ask a question, we'll have people there to answer.
Great.
So very informal.
Okay.
Come and go for any time during that period.
Okay. The presentations, though, what might people gain from those? Like, why might they come to the presentation part of it?
Just to kind of get an idea of what the background of this whole process is. I think it's a great opportunity to hear directly from the district ranger, who is over the Sitka Ranger District, what his vision and kind of the ability of what he's looking for and what will go from there.
Okay. A couple last things. I want to give you all a chance to give out a phone number, but I also wanted to step back for a moment. And Ashley, I think you might have mentioned what this information will be used for. So mm-hmm. Fill us in on that.
Yeah, so within sort of this effort, there's two big asks. There's an ask for specific projects. If you know on the ground you want to see a project happen in a specific place, it could be, you know, restoration or cabin or any of those things, those ideas will then help us start to develop short-term projects that we should be doing here on the Sitka Ranger District. And then the other ask is for big picture, how should we be managing the Tongass? You know, what should our priorities be? Those things are actually going to go into our 10-year planning process. And so this fall, we kick off the next forest revision planning process. And so that all of those ideas are going to go into kind of our big picture, how we operate as the Forest Service, specifically on the Tongass.
Okay, fantastic. What is the phone number people can call if they do have questions about this, filling out this form or any of these listening sessions coming up?
So it's the main district office line, which is 907-747-6671. Or they can walk in and just ask, and we will be there to help.
Okay.
That's what we're here to do.
Wonderful. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Cody and Ashley, for being here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.